crazy. Now it's time to listen to the crazy news from around the world.
Balloon business. A man in Canada makes balloon costumes. This one is the creature from the Alien films. Glenn LaValle used to make balloon costumes as a hobby, but now it's his job. His customers include office workers who want to surprise their colleagues. Glenn also gives balloon twisting tutorials at parties and festivals.
Skeleton ice cubes. You can make cool Halloween drinks with this funny ice cube mold. You can also make spooky purple or green skeletons by adding some syrup or food colouring.
Perfect for Halloween. Can you see the little boy in the corner of this photo? He is 3 years old and he is at an exhibition of contemporary art in Australia. This picture is of an installation by an artist named Ron Mueck. It's a pile of 100 giant human skulls that measure 1.5 by 2 meters each. Ron says that the skulls are a symbol of our immortality. It's a spooky idea, but a perfect exhibition for Halloween.
Giant pumpkin. This Englishman is proud of his giant pumpkin. It weighs 310.7 kilos and it won the giant vegetable competition in Yorkshire, England. But it's not easy to grow a giant pumpkin. First, you need to prepare your soil, and it's vital to use good quality seeds. That's not all. It also takes months of TLC, tender loving care, and a little bit of luck. We think that Richard did a very good job.
The mobile phone pavement. Do you know the term fubbing? It's a mix of the words phone and snubbing, and describes when people ignore you because they are looking at their phone. These people, fubbers, can be dangerous and cause accidents in the street, but a city in China has found a solution. Fubbers now have their own section of the pavement. They can only bump into other fubbers.
A bat or a cat? All sorts of costumes exist for pets. Some costumes are on a Halloween theme, but you can find everything from Spider-Man and a minion to a banana costume. This bat costume is particularly appropriate for Halloween. But no one asked the kitten what it thinks.